and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. I hope that you're having an amazing week wherever you are. And thank you so much again from the bottom of my heart for tuning in today, for listening to the solo cast. I absolutely love, love, love hearing from you. And I've just been loving having some conversations online. And it fills up my cup. So please keep on writing in. Please keep on connecting with me on LinkedIn. I just absolutely love it when people reach out to me from the podcast. So thank you. Thank you so much. But today I wanted to, I guess, share something that I was researching the other day, because there's lots of things going on at the moment in this, when we sort of think about the future of work and the skills that are going to be needed for the future to really sort of set ourselves up for success. And the number one skill that keeps on coming up, and this is not just from what I'm reading in articles, this is something that honestly I'm hearing more and more and more when I'm taking job briefs from clients, when people are coming to hire, is this whole piece around critical thinking. I honestly think this is going to be the number one skill that is needed in the future. And yes, of course, there's going to be those hard skills needed, AI, technology, the ability to code. But when we come to those more sort of like, I guess, human skills, those softer skills, it's the ability to critically think, the ability to problem solve, to be adaptable. These seem to be, these keep on coming up. These are key words I'm hearing over and over and over again. And if you're, if you listen to this podcast on a regular basis, thank you so much. But if you're new here, you'll start to know that I am somebody that really wants to make sure that everyone is set up for success when it comes to the future of work, especially women, and is why I'm really passionate about making sure women get into technology as well, because I think technology is going to be the future of most jobs. So, but today I want to just sort of focus on this whole critical thinking piece, because if we can really get good at this, this is definitely going to set us up for success in the future. So when I say critical thinking, what I mean is the ability to analyze facts, to understand a problem or a topic really, really thoroughly, and be able then to communicate that back to the business, to stakeholders, and also stay really, really curious, to keep on asking the questions. That's my take on what it means to be a really good critical thinker. So seeing things through different perspectives, being able to observe trends and patterns and go, oh, okay, that's happening, which means this could happen. So it's our ability to really understand things and then to dive into these topics. But I think when you really, really understand something, you're then able to teach it back to people, which is why the communication piece is so important as well. So I am somebody that is naturally curious by nature. I'm always asking, but why, but why, but why, and probably really annoy all of my team sometimes. But I think it's really important to ask these questions and ask ourselves, like, well, why do we do it this way? And well, how could that be better? So I think your ability to ask questions and the right questions and then more deeper questions is, again, a really, really critical skill. But staying on this topic of critical thinking, I really wanted to sort of research and dive into how we can really improve our ability to think critically, because like I said, I do honestly believe it's going to set us up for success in the future. So the first step, I believe personally, and what I'm really working on when it comes to really improving my critical thinking, is the ability to observe. Now, this is something that I am still working on, because I'm quite excitable and I used to talk more than I listened, and I missed out on so much information, so much knowledge, so much wisdom. So now I think what I'm doing really well and what I'm getting better at is having this ability to almost sit back and watch and just observe what's going on around me. So for example, let's apply critical thinking into a work setting, right? You might be on a Zoom meeting or just in a meeting in the boardroom. And if you try and interact and just talk at the speed of everybody else, you miss out on so much. Whereas if you sit back and you just watch and you just look around and really listen to what people are saying, you will be able to pick out things before they even happen. So for example, if there was a conflict, if you sort of noticed that there was a little bit of tension between two employees, if you're a leader, let's say, and you've got two employees that are sort of like, you can just sort of tell they're like, just sort of cutting each other off, and you sort of sense a little bit of tension, by being really observant, you can then get ahead of the problem. So I think for me, my biggest sort of area of learning and growth is going to be around really watching, listening, and observing what people are doing. And then on the other side of this piece is trends and patterns in the marketplace. I'm just making sure that I am always just really, really paying attention, not just dismissing something if I don't understand it. Okay, that's interesting. I'm going to dig into that. So how am I improving this whole observation piece? Well, I'm really trying to become even more mindful at work. I'm slowing down. I'm paying closer attention. I'm really trying to listen carefully to what someone is saying. I'm practicing more meditation in the morning to really slow down my thoughts. And another key piece that's really helped me work on this is just journaling, reflecting at the end of each day. Okay, what did I learn today? What did I pick up on today? Oh, that's interesting that came up today. And what you'll sort of learn from doing that whole reflection piece is, like I said, there will be patterns. There will be moments in the day that you go, Oh yeah, that happened. That was interesting. So I think the first step, if we want to improve our critical thinking and almost get ahead of things, we need to be really observant in the workplace and also outside of the workplace as well. What are the trends? What are the patterns that are happening in the world? And then once we've observed and we've really understood, okay, that's, you know, we've got these things that we go, right, these are some really interesting topics and this is where I really want to dive into, or I can see that could potentially be a problem. We want to then just go away and analyze, okay, what could be the next steps that I could take that could really benefit this? So again, this is where I think our questioning comes into hand, our ability to break things down, break complex topics and complex situations into smaller, more workable solutions. So that's a really, really key piece, really analyzing, okay, that's really interesting. Now, what am I going to do about it and come up with a plan? The next piece I would say is making sure that you are asking more questions. So this is really, really a key piece for me, is that I want to make sure, okay, if I'm witnessing something and I'm curious about something, and then asking questions about it and then going away and learning more about that particular topic, or how can I handle that situation better? So for example, if it's potential conflict within my team, right, maybe I need to go away now and read up on some leadership books or some emotional intelligence books, or really dive into this, because I can foresee that this could be a problem in the future and I want to get ahead of it. So that whole analyzing the issue and pushing yourself to think differently, to not just be trying to constantly solve the problem with the same solution over and over again, because it just doesn't simply work. So again, that whole learning, growing, learning, relearning, and then sharing your knowledge and helping others, absolutely key. The third piece when it comes to, I think, this whole critical thinking is then your ability to communicate. So once you've observed, you've analyzed, you then need to be able to clearly communicate your ideas, your thoughts with your colleagues, with your stakeholders. And again, when it comes to communication, it isn't just about being the one that talks the most. Again, the key piece in communication is, like I've just said, the listening piece, which I'll put my hands up to say is something that I am still working on myself. Listening is something that I've definitely got better at because I've made the conscious effort to get better at it. But beforehand, if I was in a situation, I would just be like thinking about what I was going to say versus actually listening to what this person was saying. And so that is a fundamental piece in communication. But I think as well, when it comes to voicing our thoughts and being really clear on what we want to achieve and things, it is slowing down. And it's not also being afraid of the pauses. In the past, I just say it then, in the past, I have used a lot of filler words. I've ummed and I've ahed just to fill the space. And what I've learned is one of the most powerful things that you can do when it comes to communication is just making sure that you pause and you think about the next thing that you're going to say. And it's really, really interesting because some people find it quite like, oh, what's she going to say next? And get a little bit like antsy and a bit like, oh, but it honestly, what then comes out of your mouth once you've just taken a breath and taken a pause and gathered your thoughts is so much clearer, so much better than if you just keep on talking and filling and just using lots of filler words. So the power of the pause when you communicate is absolutely key. And again, it all comes back to those really key skills, that critical thinking, because it's one thing thinking it, it's another thing communicating it. And the final piece, I think, is that it's going to be really, really important when we think about these critical thinking skills. And I said it in the beginning, is this curiosity. And this word curiosity keeps on coming up in the podcast. If you've listened to a few interviews I've done recently, it's been really interesting because the people I've spoken to that have gone on to do amazing things in their career have naturally been very curious by nature. Like I said, they ask the questions. They ask the questions even if they think it's a really stupid question. But by the way, there is no such thing as a stupid question. The only thing that's stupid is not asking the question in the first place. But they're not afraid to put their hands up and say, I don't know that. Can you explain that? And again, this is how we learn. We don't learn by just assuming that we have all the answers. We learn by asking better questions, by surrounding ourselves with other people that are more senior and more knowledgeable than what we are. That's how we're going to grow in our careers. So the key thing when it comes to being curious as well is I also think, like, again, coming back to the whole reflection piece, is really evaluating our own thinking and really asking ourselves the question is, well, does this serve us now? Does the way I used to think 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, is that serving me now? Is that going to serve me in the future? Where are my gaps? What are the areas that I need to perhaps work on? And where am I interested? Because I think when you're interested in something, it piques your curiosity. So I'm really interested right now in all of the AI tools and how we could implement that into our business and how we could improve our marketing and how we could improve our podcast and how we could improve our candidate sourcing and how we could improve everything, the speed and the rate that we're building this business at. I'm really curious about that. I'm interested in it. So I'm going away, I'm reading, I'm learning, I'm just constantly like engaging in information. I'm asking people that are far more technical and knowledgeable than I am of like, what are you doing? What are you seeing? And it's why I love getting experts on the podcast because I'm naturally curious by nature. I'm always asking questions. But in the future of work, there are going to be certain things that really do set us apart. And this whole critical thinking piece, I foresee, is going to be absolutely essential when it comes to the future of work. Our ability to analyze, observe, communicate, and bring a curious nature to what we do are going to be essential over the next decade of work. So again, I would love to hear your thoughts on what skills you're working on, what the areas that you think are going to be growing and developing, you know, where you see the trends and the patterns are, what you're seeing in your industry right now. Reach out to me. I absolutely love it when I hear from you. And I can't wait to speak to you again on more topics. But look, it's going to be an interesting decade. And I think it's going to be one where we're going to constantly having to upskill, relearn, learn new things constantly. And I want to go on that journey. And I hope that you'll come on that journey with me. So wherever you are in the world, have a phenomenal week, and reach out to me and let me know what you thought of this episode. And I'll speak to you again very soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that, and I can't wait to share the next episode with you.